Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Report out of Chicago saying Joe Girardi and the Yankees will part ways. Mm. As we talked about earlier, that the longer this goes on, the more nervous you get about it when things don't get done. So the report out of Chicago says they've agreed that Joe Girardi will not come back and manage the Yankees. Usually with divorces, whether it's in the real world or in sports, it ain't mutual. Usually there's one side that wants that divorce more than the other.
Right, right.
If it's Joe Girardi, fine. Guy needs a break. He's been in New York City for over a decade. It's a lot of stress managing a team. He certainly looked very stressed out. We know the beating he took after game two against the Indians. Can't get on a guy for saying, I need a break. I need to recharge my batteries. If it's the Yankees, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
I
find it hard to believe Girardi is just going to walk away knowing where his team is right now and what looks to be an extremely bright future. It sounds to me, and again, who knows, bro? Maybe he was. Maybe he talked to the family. Maybe the family said, well, you know, we don't want you doing this, whatever. I think it was a Yankee thing. I really do. I mean, that's my opinion.
Man.
I mean, you know, I guess we'll find out over the coming days.
Yeah, I think it comes out. And, like, the Joe Torre thing. Remember, the Yankees made an offer to Joe Torre, but it was an offer that they wanted him
to
refuse.
Right, right, right. That's right.
So we knew what happened with Joe Torre.
Right.
With this, and I understand the Yankees have a history of a manager, as the team is on the rise, being out as manager, Buck Showalter, being replaced by a guy that nobody was excited about, Joe Torre, and things working out. I get it. I understand that.
Sure.
But Joe Girardi's a good manager. He's been a good manager for a decade. This team was in the ALCS this year. What would be the reason, if you're the New York Yankees, other than ego, to not want this guy back?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they feel that he's been there too long. Maybe they feel they need a new voice
But wait,
I don't know.
That makes no sense because who needs a new voice? Aaron Judge has been there for 5 minutes.
Hey, look, I'll say one thing. After the what happened in game two against Cleveland, you know, you heard basically every guy in that team say they had Joe's back.
Of course.
So it doesn't make sense to me why the Yankees would let him go. I can't give you the answer.
Maybe
there's a feud with him and Cashman. I don't know.
Well, see, that's the thing. Who needs a new voice other than Yankee fans? Brian Cashman? The players don't need a new voice. Who on that team needs a new voice because they've had so much of Joe Girardi? Brett Gardner is like the only guy. CeCe's a free agent.
Right.
Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, they've been there for 5 minutes. They don't need a new voice. That argument that I've heard for a couple of weeks,
maybe they need
a new voice. It's not the players who need a new voice.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. If I'm the Yankees, I would not have let this guy go. I'm with you 100%, and I'm upset as a Met fan because I don't know if the Mets did any kind of due diligence to see if Girardi was interested in the job. But if I'm a Met fan, I'm a little upset that – and we'll see. Maybe Girardi's not going to manage at all. You mentioned the Washington job's open. There's another job.
Philadelphia.
Open. That's right, the Phillies.
In the Met division.
Yeah, he's not going. Well, both of them are. You know, but I can't see him going to the Phillies. But, I mean, we'll see. But, I mean, if that's the case – I'm a little upset that the Mets didn't wait a couple days and at least talk to the guy.
Well, Red Sox, too. I mean, one thing we mentioned a couple weeks ago when these rumors started to heat up about it possibly ending for Joe Girardi was, boy, if you're George Steinbrenner and you were around, would you be afraid of the fact that the Boston Red Sox and the New York Mets have managerial openings, two teams that George obviously couldn't stand? Both of those teams had managerial opens because the Red Sox obviously went with Alex Cora. And vice versa. Now, we have a letter from Joe Girardi. You ready?
We have a letter from Girardi.
Yes.
Okay, let's
Where'd this come from, Ern? Is this from the Yankees?
Sweeney.
It's from Sweeney.
He wrote it to Sweeney?
With a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided to not bring me back.
Wow. There you go. He didn't waste any time.
I'd like to thank the Steinbrenner family for believing in me and giving me this wonderful opportunity. I'd like to thank Brian Cashman and his staff for hiring me and always trying to improve the team. I'd like to thank my coaches and support staff for their dedication to always trying to make the players better and get the most out of them. I'd like to thank the training staff and the strength coaches for their tireless efforts to trying to keep the players on the field and healthy. What a concept. I'd like to thank the clubhouse personnel for making the clubhouse our home away from home. I'd like to thank the players for the relationships that we fostered over the last 10 years, but most important, how hard they played every day. I'd like to thank Damon Oppenheimer and his staff for their hard work in trying to find us the best players available in the draft. I'd like to thank the minor league staff for developing these young players. I'd like to thank Ben Tulowitz for making our travel easy and always taking care of our families. I want to thank the media for always being fair with me and helping grow this wonderful game. Finally, I'd like to thank the fans for their great support as a player, coach, and manager, and the lasting memories of their passion and excitement during the playoff games, especially the final six games, which will remain in my heart forever, Joe Girardi. Mm. So basically, a lot of thanks.
Wow.
But that first sentence
says it all.
Says everything. With a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided to not bring me back.
Wow.
What the heck are they doing?
I don't understand. I don't understand. Unless there was some kind of a difference, some kind of a feud we don't know about going on. I can't give you the answer, man. I can't. But I'm not. Look, to me, it didn't make sense that Girardi would want to walk away from where they are right now. So there you go. He told you the story. They wanted him out.
They didn't want it. You know, it's funny when you remember back a couple of weeks ago to when the Red Sox decided to part ways with John Farrell. I think a lot of us we had heard it, but we were still surprised. Like,
right,
wow,
right.
They won 90 plus games.
Right, right, right.
They won the division. And Dave Dombrowski was brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
He didn't tell us everything, but what he told us was after a
no
question
was asked. No circumstances.
Yes. Is there a circumstance where John Farrell could have saved his job? And he said, no. So does that mean if the Red Sox had gotten to the World Series or gotten the LCS or won the World Series, he would have been out? Dave Dombrowski's basically saying yes. Clearly, the same thing happened with Joe Girardi.
Clearly. Obviously.
Because to get to the seventh game of the ALCS, that mistake in game two is completely out the window because they advanced and won three straight games.
Yep.
They clearly had that same mindset. Let's talk to Sweeney. He's joining us now. What's up, Sweeney?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful.
So that first sentence of what you sent us, that letter from Joe Girardi, tells us all the Yankees have decided not to bring him back.
That's the part. That's the only part that I've gotten through. I haven't read all the rest.
I'll save you the time, Sweeney. They're all thank yous.
Yeah, it's all thank you. That's the key part, Sweeney.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's the part that, because it doesn't appear, you know, that tells you it's not a mutual thing, that, you know, he hadn't decided that he wanted to do something else. It's, you know, he's obviously very thankful for the opportunities he's gotten, but it appeared that he wanted to come back, and that after 10 years, I guess you couldn't consider it a total shock. But as I told you just yesterday, you know, there along the way, there have never been any signs that there was a rift between anybody. The three men we're talking about here, Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, and Joe Girardi. And I don't know if a rift is necessarily part of this anyway. We'll have to get all these details shortly, but they obviously decided they wanted to go somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah, I tell you, it's you know, and I don't know if they want a new voice in there. I don't know what the situation is, but I mean, who would be wanting a new voice when you're talking about all these young guys? I mean, and it sounded after the game two in Cleveland that, you know, the Yankees had his back. I mean, you heard guys say, hey, we got Joe's back, you know, all of that with what the, you know, the run they made after that. So, I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know. Listen, we're going to find all the exact reasons, I think, in short order here. I know that there were some talks over the last couple of days that there were, you know, feelings that he might be out. It was still something that shocks me when you hear it from him today. Because, you know, I think if you look at the way the roster had been structured the last few years, you've been talking about a lot of aging players, a lot of players on their way out, and a lot of players who really just didn't fit and were just kind of filling holes. And those teams still managed to stay over 500 in the race. And when you finally got a roster that could compete, you know, you got to within one game of the World Series. So, I think it's a little shocking, but it's not unusual. You know, 10 years is a long time to keep a job. I don't think any of us thought he would have been here 10 years when he first took the job. But the Yankees are going through this process now for only the second time in over 20 years. So this is something big for sure.
No, the thing that would jump out at me in this modern age is this front office wants to control the next guy, because Joe just hit on it, and this has annoyed me for weeks now when I've heard this need a new voice argument. It's ridiculous. The only people that need new voices would be fans who may just be sick of hearing about Joe Girardi and his binder and the front office. It's certainly not the players. It's just insane to say the players need a new voice when most of this roster basically just met the guy, essentially.
I think the idea a lot of times when you see changes like this, or you know, when you see a guy like Dusty Baker is out or things like that, a lot of times it's, you know, you have an analytics-driven front office
right.
wanting to mesh with the manager. Well, that was all here. I mean, that happened. You know, I don't think, you know, unless there are certain things that they decided were not on the same page with, you know, Joe Girardi was in step with the analytics and all the numbers that were driving things here. So I think that's what happens when you talk about an old school player type of manager who doesn't necessarily jibe with what they're doing, but I don't think that was the case here either. So I think I don't know that the next manager is going to be vastly different as far as the idea about his personality and the, you know, the tension that he shows. I mean, I think he kind of knew that going in. I think he knew as a player and as a coach and everything else along the way and early in his managerial career, you knew how his intensity worked. It probably went to extremes when they were losing that first year, especially. I think he learned several lessons about that, but it's really hard to change his overall personality. I think you knew what you were getting in. Listen, the Yankees signed him to two more contracts after that, so I don't think they were really, you know, surprised by who he was as a person.
Do you see, I mean, it sounds to me like, so it's obvious that it wasn't a situation where he walked away. You know, do you see him managing again? Because there are a couple, and I'm very upset as a Met fan that they didn't wait a little bit to at least talk to this guy. Maybe they did. Maybe they had an idea. I don't know. But whatever, because there are a couple of openings out there, Washington, Philly. Could you see him managing one of those teams?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, you know that he had those flirtations with the Cubs job that was open when
Yankee contract was
up the last couple of times. That was kind of mentioned out there. So, yeah, I think he's said all along that he really enjoys managing. I think the situation now becomes different because, you know, his family has lived in New York for all this time. You know, he does have a son that's playing baseball at the IMG Academy in Florida. But I do think that, you know, it's a different consideration now just as far as jumping into a new city. Does he want to manage again? I would think he absolutely wants to manage again. But as far as just jumping to a different place, I think that's a different consideration than just being the Yankee manager again.
Yeah, and I think on the surface, Washington seems appealing, though they seem to have their own kind of dysfunction, at least over the last couple of years. And, you know, Bryce Harper is going to be a free agent soon. So I don't know. That may just look better on paper than the reality of it. But now to the Yankee side of things, where do they go? I mean, would they hire a guy like an Alex Cora or Mickey Callaway who's getting their first crack? Would they want a guy with experience? I don't even know if I should mention the name Dusty Baker. But where are they going to go?
Yeah, I'm not sure Dusty Baker is the kind of guy. Like, I was surprised Dusty Baker got a job again anyway, because just the way managers are hired in this day and age.
No, there's no shot the Yankees hire Dusty Baker.
No, I'm just throwing it out.
No.
I know that.
No.
Trust me.
Kevin Long. There's the guy.
Kevin Long.
There is a history there, and there is definitely a relationship with Kevin Long that fits. And I thought he was obviously very high on the Mets list, and I thought he was pretty close to getting that job too. You've got internally, I think your candidates are Rob Thompson. I think Al Padrique, who is, if you ask any of the players that have come up the last few years, whether it's Judge, Tyler Austin, Clint Frazier, Gary Sanchez, they all rave about Al Padrique. And they talk about how wonderful he's been to play for throughout. You know, a lot of these guys have had him from A-ball all the way up. He's a guy that I think would have to be considered an internal candidate because of his history with the young players here. I think Joe Espada has managerial aspirations and would be somebody who is at least interested. He had a front office position with the Yankees in the scouting department before joining the coaching staff. So he has worked closely with Brian Cashman for a few years now. He's also on the list. You know, the Astros have talked about wanting to look at him for their bench coach job that Alex Cora just left. So that's a situation where I think his name comes into the mix too. Those are the internal candidates, I think. Tony Pena interviewed for the job the last time. If he's interested, I would think that there's at least a conversation there. He has been on the staff for he was on Joe Torre's staff, so he's been here forever. But I think that those are the guys you're talking about internally, and we'll wait to see what's happening. I heard people mention, hey, maybe Don Mattingly. Well, he's under contract, and he didn't get it last time. I don't think that that's necessarily the first place they'd go.
Tony Pena is one of those guys I look at and I wonder. I know the end of his tenure in Kansas City was really bad, but he did win a Manager of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, while he was there. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten another shot. Like you mentioned, he interviewed for the Yankee job. It's been a decade without another opportunity. He's one of those guys I look at and say, he should have gotten one in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I don't know like which direction they're going here now. Do you want to go a little bit on the younger side? Joe Girardi is what, 53? So it means when he was hired, he was 43. So I don't know if they go that direction again. If you're talking about, I don't know if you ever envision another 10 years of stability, but I think if you're talking about this group now, the Yankees are not. This isn't just another managerial job that's opening up. You're talking about a 90-win team that that has potential to play postseason baseball for a long time. I think you'd like to go with somebody that that you think can be here for a longer tenure, so maybe that might be somebody that's on the younger side. I don't know that Tony necessarily fits into that part of it either.
Sweeney, good stuff, interesting, and a big story, which we'll be following as it goes.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Crazy. Thank you, Sweeney. Sweeney Murdy on the breaking news. Joe Girardi out as Yankee manager, and it wasn't Joe Girardi's choice.
Nope.
As Joe Girardi confirmed with his little letter that he wrote, which starts, quote, "With a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided not to bring me back." Certainly his contract was expiring, but nevertheless, it's a firing. Okay? I look at it the same way. I know it's not technically a firing. They're letting his contract run out. Give me a break. They fired him. And it's going to be fascinating now to see where they go. I know that Terry Collins is available. So.
Yeah. I think we
don't think they're going in that direction?
No, I don't think they. I don't know. I really don't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.